Now a radio drama with a heritage going back 100 years. The play was first broadcast live in February 1923. It was then re-recorded in 1973 to mark 50 years of radio drama, and we present that version again now, 100 years after the play was first heard on the fledgling airwaves. Three people find themselves trapped in a pitch-black flooding mine. In 1923, the audience was invited to listen in the dark. I'll leave that up to you. This is Danger by Richard Hughes.
Hold my hand. Whatever happens, we mustn't lose each other.
That's better. The lights. Why have they gone out?
I don't know. I suppose something's gone wrong with the dynamo. They'll turn them up again in a minute.
Jack, I hate the dark.
Cheer up, darling. It'll be all right in a minute or two.
It's so frightfully dark down here.
No wonder. There must be nearly 1,000 feet between us and the daylight. It's not surprising it's a bit dusky.
I didn't know there could be such utter blackness as this ever. It's so dark. It's as if there never was such a thing as light anywhere. Jack, it's like being blind.
They'll turn the lights up again soon.
I wish we'd never come down this beastly coal mine. I knew something would go wrong.
It'll be all right, dear. It's only the lights.
Where are the others?
They're just on ahead. Not far.
Suppose we get lost.
We can't get lost, Mary, darling.
I wish you hadn't wanted to drop behind the others. Jack, I'm afraid of the dark.
My mistake. Buck up, Mary, old girl. It'll soon be over.
I wish we hadn't left those miner's lamp things they gave us behind. Listen. There's someone coming. It's Mr. Bax. Hello.
Hello. Who is there? Of all the stupid meddlesome idiots.
Mr. Bax, what's happened? Is it all right?
Is it all right indeed? Leaving us suddenly in the dark like this.
But has there been an accident?
Oh, goodness knows. I'd expect anything of a country like Wales. They've got a climate like the flood and a language like the Tower of Babel. And then they go and lure us into the bowels of the earth and turn the lights off. They're cheap, incompetent, and their houses are full of cockroaches.
Well, I suppose the only thing to do is to sit and wait for the lights to go up again.
There's no danger, is there?
No, young lady, there's no danger. But it's damned unpleasant.
Oh, I don't know. I'm beginning to think it's rather fun.
Well, if you could find any fun in breaking your shins in the dark.
Why don't you call it fun, being in a pit disaster?
But this isn't a disaster, it's only the light.
Of course, silly. You don't think it would be fun if it was a real disaster, do you? But the lights going out might have meant a disaster. And think how thrilling it's going to be to talk about it afterwards. I say, Jack.
Yes?
Let's pretend it's serious.
What do you mean?
Well, let's pretend it's a real disaster and we're cooped up here forever and we'll never be able to get out again.
Don't joke about it.
Why not? There's no real danger, is there? Let's get all the thrills we can.
Well, of all the morbid young people
nowadays... I love thrills. Let's pretend the roof has fallen in, they can't get at us.
Very well. What a baby you are. Here we are, my dear. Buried alive.
Oh, Jack!
Alas, they will never find us.
Oh, Jack!
Well...
I'm so frightened.
What's that?
about the roof having fallen in.
But it hasn't. It's only pretense.
Yes, but when I pretend, it seems so real.
Then don't pretend.
But I want to pretend. I want to be frightened. Honey, hold my hand tight, won't you? Now, go on.
We shall suffocate or starve or both, my dear, in each other's arms.
Oh, Jack.
Even death shall not part us.
Oh, Jack, don't. It's too awful.
There'll be articles in all the newspapers.
Oh, I wish I could read them.
You can't have your funeral and watch it, young lady.
Oh, this is fun. I wouldn't have missed it for anything. Won't I make Daddy's flesh creep? Oh.
Good God, Mary.
Jack. Jack.
Jack. Quiet, you little fool. Let go. You're frightening me. Let go of me. You, how do you expect to be able to breathe if you're screaming all the breath out of your body? Quiet! Pull yourself together. We're all right. We're not hurt.
No, sir, we're not hurt. Listen.
What? What's that roaring?
It's only the echo.
Mr. Baggs, can't we find the others?
Don't think we could, young lady. Wouldn't be much use to us if we did.
Oh, God. 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 God.
They are no better off.
Listen, that must be them. That must be the others. They can't be very far off. Let's call to them.
Sound carries a long way. But listen. Yeah, those chaps there.
You're finding some good in Welsh, then, after all.
The echo's getting louder. Jack, it isn't an echo. It's water. Mine's flooding. We'll be drowned.
Make dying easier.
Oh, Jack, I don't want to die yet. I won't, I won't, I won't.
It's got to come sometime, young lady. Isn't it better for it to happen now in your lover's arms? Death might have parted you two, instead of which he's simply joining you closer to you.
I want to live.
Shut up, you old fool. Okay. It's all very well to be stoical about death at your age, but we're young. We've got all life before us.
Can't you keep quiet about it then, you young jackanapes? You think I want to die either? But it ain't good manners to talk about it. Where'd we be if we all started screaming about it, eh? Now, you behave yourself, sir. Those chaps over there, they don't want to die either, but they don't make a fuss about it. They sing hymns. If you and I don't feel like singing hymns, we can at least behave like gentlemen.
Behave like gentlemen, indeed. I tell you, it's all very well for an old chap like you. We'd die anyway in a year or two, but it's different for us. We're young.
Well, if you want to make a scene, you shall have one, sir. Do you think it's any easier for the old to die than the young? I tell you, it's harder, sir, harder. Life's like a trusted friend. He grows more precious as the years go by. What's your life to mine? A shadow, sir. Yours, 20-odd years of imbecile childhood, lunatic youth. The rest a mere rosy presumption of the future. Mine, 60 solid years of solid real living, no mere rosy dream. Do you think it's as easy for me to leave my solid substance as you to leave your trumpery shadow?
What's your life worth to the world? Who's dependent on you? What good are you to anyone?
And what good are you, young man?
One person's dependent on me anyhow.
You mean that you're loved by this young lady? If you both die, what loss is that to the world? Two opposite quantities cancelling out.
You beast! You cruel beast!
I must speak, madam, in common justice to my age, since that young cub started the subject. The old are always being twitted with their unwillingness to die. It is the most natural thing in the world that it should be the young, who haven't a notion what life really is, who should be ready to chuck it away for any fooling reason that comes along.
Look here, instead of talking like this, let's do something. Let's make some sort of attempt at escape.
What do you propose to do, young man?
Why, look for some way out. We can't stay here and drown like rats in a cage.
If you start to walk, my boy, you'll start to run. And if you start to run, you'll get into a panic and go mad in the dark. I'd rather die with my wits about me.
I'd rather not die at all.
Keeping still is the only thing for us if we don't want to lose our heads. Now, remember, we're goodness knows how far into the side of the hill. What earthly hope do you think there is of finding our way out?
The dark. I do hate the dark. I think I could go more easily if I could see light just once before it happened.
Here it comes. Listen.
Yes, it'll be on us in another 5 minutes.
Pray heaven it finishes us off quickly.
Think of dying somewhere out in the open, in the sunlight. Me able to see you and you able to see me. Oh, what bliss it would be.
It's strange how little chaps wonder about what will happen to them after death. One hardly thinks about it. But I don't know. How thrilled we should be if we met a chap who really knew. In 5 minutes, we're going to know ourselves, all three of us. I've always wanted to travel. Now I'm going to.
Oh, Jack, my poor dear.
Mary, do you know, I'm beginning to feel as excited about it as a child going to the seaside for the first time. Aren't you?
Jack, how queer you are. I never looked at it like that.
Well, I wasn't in any hurry to die. But now it's coming, I feel sort of proud of myself. As if it was a very wonderful thing to manage to pull off.
Oh, Jack, darling.
There's only one thing I'm sorry about.
What is it?
I've forgotten the luggage.
Jack.
Pull yourself together, sir. Keep control.
It's all right, Bax. I'm not getting off my nut. I mean what I say. What do you think I've got to live for, besides myself and Mary? Why, my work. If it wasn't for that, Bax, I'd go to death without caring a tuppenny damn. I'd die just for the fun of the thing, to see what it felt like.
I shouldn't worry about death if I was you. The world will get on all right without you, never you fear.
Jack, the water's coming. It's over my feet.
Courage, darling.
Oh, Jack, I don't want to die. I hate it. I loathe it. I want to live.
Don't make it harder, dear. You don't think it's fun for me, you having to die?
Jack, it's awful. Only for an hour more. Oh, I do want to live another hour. Jack, there was something I wanted to say to you. I can't remember it. But I must remember. It'll be too late soon. Oh, Jack.
Oh, God. Can't I be allowed to finish my work?
Damn your work, sir. Do you think you're the only one dying before his time? I tell you, every man dies before his time, even if he lives till he's as old as Methuselah.
Oh, it's up to my knees.
Don't clutch at me like that, Mary. It won't do any good.
But the water, the current's washing me away.
I've got you. And I've got my other arm round the wooden thing.
Hold tight, then.
I've got you tight.
Oh, if only I could see you.
Just think of all the things I'd meant to do.
Shut up about the things you meant to do, you young cub. Will you realise we're all in the same boat? And it's as hard on me to die as you, or worse, my guest. 1,000 times worse.
You hoary old sinner. Can't you prepare to get out of the world instead of cursing at me?
Oh, Jack, let's pray.
Pray if you like, Mary. I can't.
Jack, don't.
Help! Help! I can't die. I won't die. I'm an old man. I won't!
Hold yourself in, you old coward.
Poor Mr. Bax. I'm quite calm now. I don't mind dying a bit.
Nor do I. Now it's so close.
Help me! Help! Help! Help!
It's no good, Mr. Bax. No one can possibly hear us. The only thing is to keep calm. It won't be long now.
No! Help! Help! Help!
What's that? Listen.
Help! Help me! It's up to my waist!
Shut up, Max. We want to listen. My God. It's someone tapping. We're here. Farther along.
Isn't it? They'll find our bodies. That's all.
They'll find us if they're quick enough. Farther along still. That's right.
They can't possibly be quick enough. Besides, I don't want them to find me.
It's a strange thing, Mary. Before, I looked on death as a terrible thing. And now I am so nearly dead, I wouldn't come back to life for anything. There's such a lot to find out. The other side.
Help! Be quicker, you fools! Quicker! We're drowning!
Stop it, Bax. They won't be in time. Why can't you behave sensibly?
Jack, darling, I'll never leave you.
How do you know they'll let you stay with him, you little fool? What do you know of death? I tell you, death isn't heaven and it isn't hell. Death dying, you young dolts. death's been nothing. Not even a dratted ghost clanking its chains on the staircase.
My soul's immortal, Mr. Banks. I know that.
Well, if your soul's immortal, is your mind immortal? Or is your soul going to wander about for that one like an imbecile, eh? You young fools, you never thought. I have. Oh, my God, I have. These last 10 years.
Oh, Jack! Jack! It's up to my chin! Oh, help me!
Let me lift you in my arms, darling. Then, when it gets up to my chin, we'll die together.
Say it isn't true. What he's been saying?
No, darling. Of course it isn't true.
Hurry up, you don't! You blockhead! Smash your way in! We're drowning, I tell you! Drowning! Quick! Quick!
Goodbye, Jack, dear.
My God! They must be nearly through. God, this suspense. How much longer before we know whether we're going to live or die? I don't care which, but I do want to know.
Look, there's a light. A hole in the roof. Quick, quick.
They're through. There's a girl here.
Put the rope on her. Quick.
Yes. Come along, young lady. Come along. I've got the rope. Put it round you.
She's fainted.
Never mind. Pass her up. She'll be all right.
Has the bite of the rope round her shoulder?
Yes. Like this.
Well, she had the thrill she wanted, all right.
Paul?
Oh. All right about there. Have you got her?
Right. Now the next.
Up you go, quick, Mr. Bax. The water's still rising.
No, my boy, after you. You're more value in the world than I am.
Nonsense, sir, after you. You're an older man than I am. Quick, sir, or there won't be any time.
You've got Mary to think of. Now, Jack, haul away above there.
Oh. 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 No, no, lower me. It's me you're hauling up, and it ought to be back.
There's
no time to waste.
You all right?
I'm all right. Lower away again.
Below there. Crack hold.
Quickly, catch on the rope, quick. Bax, have you got it? Aye. Bax? Good God, he's gone.
In Danger by Richard Hughes, Christopher Good played Jack, Carol Marsh, Mary, Carlton Hobbs was Mr. Bax. You also heard Henry Davis, John Atterbury, Alien Wynne-Jones, and John Reese. The producer was Raymond Rakes.